This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Banks are getting closer to a deadline for compliance with the so-called Volcker Rule. It's part of a new law that says banks need to avoid conflicts of interest when it comes to customers' money, as opposed to self-interested ownership of hedge funds and other investments. If this all sounds complicated, that's because it is, which is why there are new computers involved. Marketplace's Sabri Benashour reports.
In tall glass buildings from New York to L.A., lawyers for banks are making a big deal out of trying to figure out if banks are following the rules. They're also making a lot of money doing that. Don Lamson is a partner at Sherman & Sterling. He knows the Volcker Rule pretty well because...
I wrote the first draft of the Volcker Rule, in fact, which was a page and a half.
It's not, however, a page and a half anymore.
Well, the final regulation implementing the Volcker Rule has ballooned to several hundred pages of small type in the Federal Register.
For banks with hundreds of billions of dollars and thousands of different funds, sorting through all of that is a massive undertaking. This summer, the Fed said 11 out of 20 banks totally failed to meet the last big chunk of Dodd-Frank rules, in part because they weren't thorough enough or made mistakes in their reporting.
There's a lot of gray lines.
Mike Konzel is a fellow with the Roosevelt Institute. He says one reason the Volcker Rule is so complicated is that there are a lot of exceptions to what's okay and what's not. Another reason is a lot of people have sued.
These rules from Dodd-Frank have come under extensive criticism in the courts.
The rules have had to become extra detailed to pass scrutiny. More rule, more work to follow it. So for the Volcker Rule, lawyer Don Lamson decided to make a computer program to do some of the heavy lifting.
The Volcker Assistant. Well, this is a summary screen.
Thermometers pop up to tell you how you're doing.
Red simply means the process is ongoing. You haven't gotten to green yet.
The program is basically like TurboTax for banks and lawyers. It also leaves a digital paper trail, recording every time anyone changes anything.
In the past, it was easy for a CEO to say, look, I cannot be held accountable for particular aspects of the operation of my firm because look how complex it is. It's such a big organization.
Rob Marks is CEO of Casewise Financial Solutions, which helped Lamson make the program.
Every time a change is made or an assessment is altered, it's recorded, so we track everything.
And it lets banks track now and long into the future what investments are legal, not legal, or need to change. And it helps calculate legal exposure as opposed to financial exposure. Lamson says the software is a lot cheaper than a team of lawyers, which may seem threatening to a team of lawyers.
I think we are viewed somewhat as an irritant. The fear among lawyers is that they will become less relevant to the process.
But it looks like they'll still be pretty relevant. Lawyers still need to sign off on what the program comes up with, and half of Dodd-Frank and its rules aren't even finished. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.